Joining us from Kanyakumari, the southern tip of India, is Honourable Pat Farmer, who is about to begin the Spirit of India Run on the 26th of January, which of course is Australia Day and India's Republic Day. Pat, a very, very, very warm welcome to SBS Punjabi program.
Well, thank you so much. And of course, you can probably hear the sounds. You can hear the sounds and probably almost smell the smells of the food that's cooking at the street stores here. But then, of course, the school children walking past me, the tuk-tuks driving past, and, of course, music, almost a call to prayer just up the road from where I am at the moment. Right at this very point where I am, I'm looking out here from Kanyakumari. I'm looking out at where the three oceans meet. It's an amazing place, almost a very spiritual place as well. It's where the Bay of Bengal meets the Arabian Sea, and of course that meets the Indian Ocean, and they all come together at this one point. And not only that, but of course I've just come out of a beautiful memorial room where they had Gandhi's ashes in place there before they took them to disperse them. And there is a hole in the roof, the dome of this roof, where Gandhi's ashes were, and of course on his birthday, for 20 minutes the light shines through from the sun onto that very same dot on the floor, that very same spot on the floor where his ashes were. And I think that's a symbolism that even though the man is gone, the light still shines upon him.
Pat, I dare say you're going to see a lot more of India than many people who are even born in India have ever seen. So describe how you're feeling about starting this run, and you're going from Kanyakumari all the way up to Kashmir. What are you excited about? How have you prepared yourself?
Well, as you say, Kanyakumari to Kashmir, a distance of around 4,600 kilometres. I've got 60 days to do it in. I'll run approximately 80 kilometres, almost two marathons per day, every single day without a day off. So from that point of view, I'm feeling very scared about what I'm about to put my body through. But on the other hand, my mind is just alerted to so many colours and so many things that are going on around me. India is such a vibrant place, full of life, and as you can imagine, a population of 1.2 billion people all living together, so many different religions living side by side in harmony to a large degree for so many years. And, you know, it's just the most amazing place. As they say, you know, it truly is incredible, India. But once again, exactly where I'm standing at the moment, I'm looking out at this amazing statue. The height of the statue is actually 284 feet. It's a statue of, now let me see if I get the pronunciation right, statue of Chuwalwar, this incredible man that sat on this island just, it looks like it's only around about 30 metres away from the shoreline. It's a very close island to the shoreline, but where this enormous statue is. And this man sat over there and he wrote down his philosophy of how to live a good, peaceful life.
I can already sense, Pat, apart from being an immensely physical experience, it's going to be a very spiritual and emotional experience for you, because I can hear that in your voice already. But tell me, as you keep making your way up towards Kashmir, where will you stay at night? I mean, is it motels, hotels? How will you make your way up?
Well, it's quite an interesting trip, because we will have such a mix of absolutely everything. There'll be some times when we'll be staying in hotels, and other times when we'll actually be staying in people's homes. We'll have homestay as well. Mm-hmm. The nation of India has truly embraced this event and embraced myself and my crew. And so the government, the people themselves have gotten together, and they're organising our accommodation all the way through so that we can truly understand what it is, not just from a tourist point of view, but for the people that live here. And it'll give me the best opportunity to try and explain to Australia, and indeed all of the world through the film that we're making, just what India is truly like, every aspect of it, from the food, like I say, the food, the smells, the taste of the place, the looks of the place, and just the spirituality of the place as well, which is something that you can't always get from a photograph, or you can't always get that from the film. but only from somebody actually living the experience.
So describe to me, as you will be flagged off to begin the run in the morning of 26 January, which is only a few hours away from now, how many people are expected? What will the spectacle be like?
Well, I can't believe it. There's all street stalls around here. There's literally hundreds of street stalls around here. And so many of them already have banners of my run up in their stalls and all around the place. There is people walking around with Spirit of India T-shirts on. I don't know how they got them or where they came from, but they have really embraced this event. And I think too, because it captures everybody's imagination, not just that of people in Australia, but indeed people right here in India, to have a pilgrimage. And it's very much that, a pilgrimage from one end of the nation all the way through to the other. Yeah. So a true Sea to Summit event, one that will finish up in the Himalayan mountain. To do that is something that brings out the great spirit in every single person around the place. And so, you know, there are people that I can't decipher the language they're speaking. It's different to what I was hearing up in Delhi and, of course, other parts of the country, but they know me and they know what I'm doing, and they've all got smiles on their faces and they're welcoming me with open arms. I feel incredibly privileged from that point of view, and I'm looking forward to describing the sights and the sounds of this place all the way through this journey on a regular basis back to you in Sydney.
Oh, absolutely. In Melbourne, yes, but everyone around Australia is hearing you. I dearly look forward to catching up with you every few days and find out where you are and just tell us what you've seen, what you've heard, what you smelled. It'll be an amazing experience for us as well to go on that journey with you. So happy Australia Day and happy India's Republic Day. And it's not just the Spirit of India Run. To me, it's Spirit of Australia Run right there in India.
Yes. So. It certainly is. In fact, in a little while from now, I'll be planting a tree here. It's a memorial tree, so I've been asked to plant a tree here at Kanyakumari in memory of this incredible event that I'm about to head off on. So I feel very privileged that there will be something that's left behind for all of time, or as long as that tree grows, as a memorial of this event and me having been here. So it's quite a beautiful thing to have a living tree planted for Australia Day in India on India Republic Day.
Well, happy running. You've got 2 months of non-stop running ahead of you. We wish you all the very best on this fabulous journey. Stay inspired and keep us inspired too, Pat. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.